So many of us choose to become entrepreneurs because we want freedom and we want balance in our life. And I know you've had some experience in this where it's kind of turned upside down. We get into it and it becomes our whole world and we kind of lose ourselves in it. And we struggle to be that example for other people of having that time freedom and being whole, right? Human beings. So how have you found that in your experience, Dave, of, you know, going out of the loop for a little while and getting back in, and what helps you stay there?
Yeah, I think it's a great lesson and the biggest challenge for almost everyone that is pursuing something professionally. And whether you're an entrepreneur, an entrepreneur, a mompreneur, whatever type of preneur you want to title yourself as, I think what's interesting is that there is no balance. Within the context of a day, we can't balance our own personal, experiential, giving, and receiving values. Within a divine amount of time, we absolutely can aggregate to some sort of balance that does accommodate all of those different silos of values that most people want in this misconception of balance. So what I have found through what I call millions of dollars and almost screwing up every relationship in my life, what I have found is the best thing that I can do is understand energy and frequency of time. And so what I started to realize was that if 2 minutes a day of intentional behavior aligned with where I think I want to be or better, if 2 minutes a day of that intentional behavior aligned with where I think I want to be or better is worth 2 hours on a Saturday, then I can start creating a greater productivity, accessibility, and gratitude within my behavior, which will provide me more opportunity to pay attention and give intention to my personal, experiential, giving, and receiving values each day without concern of balance. So what I have found, and I'll be more than happy as always to send everyone my 5 daily practices that take into account the non-negotiable behavior that is non-circumstantial. And so I start by coaching and training people to understand what are your non-negotiables. For me, number one is my sleep, because it's the biggest habit that everybody has and also can create the greatest differential in my life. Most people live their lives like tubes, food in, food out. They go to bed at night and wake up more tired in the morning, which is the most asinine thing I've ever heard. So I spend a minimum amount of 7 hours on my sleep. That leaves me 17 hours a day of awake behavior that I can then only subscribe 3 hours a day to my non-negotiable awake behaviors, a minimum amount of time on my health, a minimum amount of time on my family, a minimum amount of time on my finance, a minimum amount of time on studying time, a minimum amount of time on other people, a minimum amount of time on faith. These are minimums. That doesn't mean I can't go over the 3 hours, but think about this. Because of the exponential factoring in energy, by creating non-negotiable behaviors that are aligned with where I want to be or better, both sleep and awake time, it now leaves 14 hours a day to do whatever the F I want, knowing that those 14 hours of behavior are always circumstantial. So I'm going to have a system, the 5 daily practices, in order to effectuate prioritization every day and reprioritization every day aligned with where I want to be or better. And through this process, all the detours that happen in those circumstances, the in-laws, the flat tires, the failures, all the different things that happen, I'm now able to accommodate the most efficient, effective, and statistically successful behavior by prioritization and reprioritization, by having clarity, balance, and focus in what's important to me, not what's important to other people, not what other people want, what's missing or I don't have. And so I've created a system that allows people to, yes, be extremely consistent, but also to have variable behavior based off of the circumstances of the day, to stay present, but in alignment with the divine direction, the divine detours, and of course, divine time.
Right. Dave, you are one of the most disciplined human beings I know. And I know so many people are listening to this going, I know this. I know that I need to be more disciplined. I know I need to be more aware of my time and how it's passing. But I think so many people don't have a system in place. And most especially, I think, can break their focus really easily. And I know that one of the things that you do so well, Dave, is you have a team around you of people that help you, right, stay accountable. Not that you need it, but I think that's a big thing. I tell a lot of my clients, too, once they get their vision figured out, they need to know what are the top priorities and how's it going to get done a little bit every day. And if they can't do it on their own, they need some accountability.
Absolutely. And, you know, self-accountability is a great concept. But having relativity in your life that's based off of three criteria can help support us. So like your community, like this visionary summit that's going on, it's a bunch of people that are around us that want to help us and know people that can help us. It's a legacy of people who will buy from us and sell for us. It is a tremendous value because it takes into account that human nature doesn't like the two annoying factors of being disciplined, which is one, being honest with ourselves. Mm-hmm. Right? The most disciplined people are the ones that are most honest with themselves. And two, the repetitive nature. These two things make it very annoying. If you, even to yourself, are honest with yourself and repetitive, you're going to be annoyed with yourself. And so what I try to help people do is to make it simple, even though the simple things to do are unfortunately simple not to do. I always have them start with just two things. Okay. Because I know that if you can be consistent and persistent without quitting this, disciplined, in other words, in alignment with where you want to be or better, and learn to love the annoying, learn to love being honest to yourself, learn to love being repetitive, just with these two things, every area of your life will create greater exponential coincidences, consequences, results, and outcomes that you want or better. Here they are. Number one, be disciplined about your sleep. Disciplined about your sleep. Get a sleep coach. I have a sleep coach. I've had a sleep coach for 18 years now, Carrie. I've had a sleep coach teaching me how today to get everything that I need done and step on a plane and fly to Atlanta and get ready and be up very early tomorrow morning to do what I do and speak and then have a dinner and then fly back to Las Vegas to see. That is because I sleep. Because sleep has two purposes. One, to recover. Better you recover, the better you perform. Everybody knows that. You don't have to be Jerry Maguire to know that the better you recover, you better perform. And two, to access information from the higher intelligence, the higher source. See, when we sleep appropriately, not only do we recover, but we access information for the next day to increase our intelligence, our intuition, and our inspiration. Three exponential characteristics that will only create greater outcomes, coincidences, and consequences in your life. So the number one thing I want people to practice and ask for help for is sleep. The second one is even easier. It's gratitude. And you know, and I know that I have been living on a platform of finding the light, the love, and the lessons. And if I can get people to say thank you before they go to bed, before they practice sleeping, and when they wake up, simple two words, they cost nothing. They take 0.1 seconds to say. And if you can do that every single day, I promise you the impact, not only from the sleep of recovery and access to information, but the perspective that is ingrained into your conscious, subconscious, and unconscious competencies will create an exponentiality and acceleration and even an aggregation of attracting all of these wonderful people that are going to be at the Visionary Summit. All of these wonderful people will be attracted, aggregated, and accelerated into your life, creating an unbelievable journey, a divine direction, making all the detours divine, and giving you divine time.
You know, you're so right about all this, Dave, and so much more. And I know that you have, you were gracious enough to create a masterclass for us on a podcast that you and I did on your five daily practices. And also we are using that for our Visions Victory Academy, our young adults. So, and you mentioned it a little bit already. So do you want to talk just a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's my life changer. And so I've created five simple templated tools in order to effectuate where you want to be or better in your life. In other words, most people are searching for their why. I teach people to apply their why. And that paradigm shift says, I am happy. I am healthy. I am wealthy. What am I doing to interfere with it? So the first thing in the five daily practices, and remember, these are practices. Practices are what make progress, is know what you want in alignment with the circumstances of the day.
Right.
In alignment with your divine direction. Then know who you can help and who can help you. Because I will tell you, the fastest way to get to where you want to be or better is to find someone that's already there and give them and ask them for directions and then help someone get to where they want to be or better. The third thing is know your how. And that's where this student of the calendar, the prioritization, the mechanisms of productivity, accessibility, and gratitude, all the different areas of non-negotiable, negotiable, activity we get paid for, unpaid for, and sleep are all coordinated and collaborated within the context of knowing how I'm going to get this done with the one gift that we're given in the human experience that's common to all humans, 24 hours a day. It's the only common denominator. If I told you to meet me in 5 minutes, if I told all the thousands of people that are coming to the summit to meet me in 5 minutes in the hallway, we all would know exactly when and where we're going to meet because that's the only common denominator. So understanding the how is putting into the context of 24 hours that you're guaranteed every single day, except for the last day of your life, you will be cheated seconds, minutes, or hours. So live your life that way, that you're guaranteed the 24. Then once you know your what, the who, and the how, you can understand the most efficient, effective, statistically successful way because you can do it now. Know your now, know your next. 100% of the things you do now get done. 100% of the things you do next get done. Most people live in feeling overwhelmed or procrastination. It's impossible to procrastinate or feel overwhelmed if you know what to do now and know what to do next. If you prioritize, it's the antidote to what stops most people from getting where they want to be or better. And then finally, if you know the what, the who, the how, and the now, knowing 100% of the things you do now and next get done, now you can apply your why. You can shift the paradigm. Instead of trying to get more happy, more healthy, more wealthy, you realize I am part of an infinite, abundant, unified system of thought, words, actions, beliefs, and feelings. And what am I doing to interfere with it? And so I teach people to shorten the distance of resistance with wisdom and faith to identify the instant and obvious reaction to fear. I really don't care what I'm afraid of because there's an obvious and instant result from my fear. It's the reaction, a need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful, whatever it is, that's resisting. It's interfering with my higher self, with that source, that abundant, omniscient, all-powerful source that loves me, protects me, promotes me, perfects me more than my mom. And in the context of applying my why, I now understand how I can live in the divine, that divine direction. All of the different detours become divine. The light, the love, and the lessons become apparent, and divine time takes over from the man-made constructed 24 hours that we're given each day. Know your what, your who, your how, and your now, and you will apply your why every single day.
Dave, I could listen to you all day. And not just the words and the wisdom, which there is so much here. It's the passion that you have for what you're doing and how you're serving people. It's so clear, and I hope everybody's getting this, beyond just the words, how much you are aligned in knowing what your divine mission is and how you're carrying it out every day. And I feel the same about what I'm doing. I'm very, very clear about why I need to keep talking about vision and why everybody needs to have one, because it's gotten me through everything and some pretty hard stuff in my life, right? I keep going every day, and I know you do too, is because we know we're on God's divine mission. And I love that about what you're doing.
And vice versa. And what's so nice about doing it for so long is we're blessed with the outcomes of seeing the lives that we've impacted. But more exciting to me than even being able to see every day and get the messages and the feedback and the impact of me and my community and my friends like you is knowing something even bigger, which is something that has impacted me from my mentors. And it's knowing that beyond the evidence that is in front of me that we are having an impact and it makes a difference, it's taking the evidence that's not there, or the evidence that's contrary to our mission, and knowing that I have such faith that you and I, are planting seeds.
Right.
Planting seeds under trees that we may never sit under. But someday, somebody may be thinking about taking their own life. Someday, somebody may think about doing nothing today, living like a tube, food in, food out. And then there's that seed from Carrie and David that says, I am. I got to stop interfering with it. I got to go ask for help. Go watch a Carrie Conley video. Show up to the summit. Watch a Dave Meltzer video. Reach out to those two people because they are productive, accessible, and gracious. You know, I hate when people are, I don't want to ask you for help because I know you're busy. I'm not busy. I'm accessible. Busy means unavailable. I'm extremely active and accessible to people, and I do it for free. I do it. I have a private networking group with one-on-one access to me. I do it one-on-one. I'm one of the biggest business consultants in the world for corporations, but I'm accessible, and so are you. And I want to encourage people that the easiest and fastest way to get to where you want to be is ask for help.
I'm so glad that you said that, Dave, because I was going to have you talk about that as we were wrapping this up, about asking, because that is the one thing I've learned. Well, so many things I've learned from you, but probably the biggest thing is to ask. And you have been so gracious to me that every time I've asked, you have always said yes. And so you're just such an example of that. And I'm glad that you are saying this, especially to entrepreneurs, again, that can isolate so easily and get in comparison mode, because we see people on social media that look like they're light speed ahead of us, right? Why are we so far behind? That it's hard to ask, especially if you're a young adult. I think they fear really, you know, reaching out to people like you, being intimidated and feeling like, why would he help me? And so your message is so beautifully said.
Well, thank you. And I think one of the greatest takeaways I had from 2024 was truly understanding the infinite loop of giving and how faith is intertwined into abundance. And what I mean by that is almost every human being on earth loves to give. They feel best when they're capable of helping someone else. Not everyone, though, utilizes gratitude and forgiveness in order to effectuate finding the light, the love, and the lessons in all that they're given. You see, the more you give, the more you're given. And there's a lot of steps between the more you give and the more you will receive. And that misnomer, I think, helps in understanding that what I really want to do is give everything that I have, but elevate my awareness through the gratitude and the forgiveness of all that I'm given. You and I have had pain in our lives. Some people think that they could not withstand the pain that you have withstood and that I had withstood. I personally feel so grateful. I've never had in my family to deal with the pain that you've had to deal with, but I have with my friends and with my 12-year-old daughter's friend. And I couldn't imagine it being a closer relative than that even. But regardless, you were able to see what you were given from what other people saw as punishment. You turned it into promotion and protection and perfection and love. And here's the thing in this infinite loop. The more you give, the more you're given. Well, if we don't feel worthy of receiving, two things happen. One, we deny people the greatest feeling on earth that they're capable of giving to us. We deny them. So we're playing a zero-sum game. And two, we end up with less. So if you give 100% and you don't take more than 100% back, you're going to end up at zero. Mm. And this is what happens to a lot of our first responders, our United States veterans, our single moms, our teachers. These people are living a zero-sum game out of humility, and they're hurting themselves, but worse, they're hurting everyone around them, right? Because they're denying other people from being abundant and feeling good and denying themselves. And more importantly, the last one, as you just talked about earlier, in the infinite loop, we give more, we're given more, we receive more, now have faith that there's something bigger than you that has more than enough of everything for everyone and loves you more than your mom, and ask for more. I use the analogy, Carrie, if I walk by, if you were at a restaurant in Newport Beach and I saw you and I walked by, you were with one of your friends and you had 100 meals on your table, why wouldn't I ask you for one? Because the evidence is clear. You have more than enough meals on your table. Why wouldn't I ask for more? See, so it's a matter of faith when you don't ask for more. You're telling the universe, God, Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, I don't believe you. I don't believe you. There's not more than enough of that. If I take that, someone else is not going to be able to get it. When I have more, someone else has. No, 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 no. It's a table full of whatever you want. And when you walk by that table, you think about it, you do it, you say it, you believe it, you feel it, ask for it. Because if you give more and given more, receive more and ask for more than more, you can give more than more, be given more than more, receive more than more, ask for more than more than more. So instead of ending up with nothing when you're 80 years old, you end up in a world of more than enough of everything for everyone, able to take care of yourself and everyone around you. That's what I want in my mission. That's what you want in your mission. And that's why it's so important to understand that infinite loop of giving.
Right. So powerful, David. And you know, you aren't at this stage of life yet, but I'm now a grandmother, right? So my legacy not just trickles down into my daughter, but now it's all about my grandsons and me being an example of everything that you're talking about right now for them, especially in this world that they're being raised in now, right? I want to touch on just one more thing before we wrap this up. And I think it's an important thing because you talked a lot about fear and faith. And I tell a lot of the people that I coach, if you are feeling the fear, it means you're going in the right direction. Because if you are not uncomfortable, if you're not doing bigger things, if you're not serving in a bigger way, you can get very comfortable in that. And there is no fear when you're there. But every time, even me getting ready to do this interview with you, Dave, a little bit of like, even as much as we know each other and how dear a friend you are, I knew that this was going to be an amazing interview because how I felt, but I stepped into the faith and here we are making it happen. So I just want people to know that if you're waiting for the fear to go away, you aren't stepping into this faith that Dave's talking about. And congratulations if you are feeling it, because that means you're doing big things.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting because pain and fear are omnipresent, and it's our reaction to pain and our reaction to fear. You give meaning to everything you see. And there's some great books out there that you can read, starting with some of Napoleon Hill's, like Outwitting the Devil, with our friend Sharon Lecter, who narrates and commentates, and one of my great mentors who's part of this as well. But more importantly, it's our reaction that we want to shorten that distance. And so if you're not feeling fear or pain, then you're living like a tube. You're living in a comfort zone. And if you live in a comfort zone for too long, it has a constrictive energy. And pretty soon you won't be able to get out of bed. You got to live in the learning zone. You have to be able to practice responding and reacting instant and obvious fear and pain. See, you have a choice. Pain and fear, no choice. They're going to be there. I promise you. But you know what your choice is? You don't have to suffer. You have a choice to give meaning like you have to the pain and mistakes in our lives. You and I both have a choice to make. We don't have to suffer. We can be given the light, the love, and the lessons. We can receive it and ask for more of what we want or desire in a direction of where we want to be or better for others and ourselves. And so I want to encourage people to embrace not only the awareness to what's causing the pain or the fear, but more importantly, to shorten the distance with wisdom by asking for help and faith of resistance of that reaction to fear, the reaction to pain that's omnipresent. And I promise you, if you do that, you will make a lot of money. You will help a lot of people and you will have a lot of fun. Your life will accelerate, aggregate, and compound in a direction that you probably couldn't even imagine. Remember, we can never overachieve our imagination. We never can overachieve our own self-image. So in order to expand that, we have to reduce the reaction to fear.
Oh, Dave, thank you so, so much. I mean, from talking about gratitude, your daily practices, being disciplined and accountable, having fun with your life, and being aligned with your true purpose and your vision. And I just want to remind everybody, Dave's everywhere, you all. If you're on Instagram, you want to plug in there every single day, Monday through Friday, and a lot of times on the weekends too at 8 a.m.
No, we're there Saturday and
yeah.
Sunday. Once in a while, I do a Meltzergram every once in a while. My kids are getting older, so they're not as big as fans as they used to be. But I want everyone to email me. I will pay for a book. I will pay for shipping. I will send everyone in this Visionary Summit community, anyone that knows Carrie Conley, anyone that loves Carrie, please just email me. I want to empower as many people as I can. I've created some great content. I will send you, sign the book, pay for it, pay for shipping for free. Just email me, david@dmeltzer.com.
Yeah, David, he so means this, you all. He's so generous, so, so generous. David, I'm so grateful for you in my life. You helped me stay the visionary entrepreneur that I am, and just grateful for your mentorship, your encouragement, and your big mission in this world. So I'm grateful for you. Thank you so, so much.
Till next time, I love you. Thank you.